of him, out of this man came the anointing, came the multiplication, the ability of God to multiply two fish and five loaves of bread and feed 5,000 men, besides women and children, then had some left over. What was God saying? This is the kind of people I'm going to raise up. I'm going to get on the inside. I'm on the outside now looking in. They couldn't come to me. I had to come to them. So he came to us in human form. Are you listening to me? And he came to us in human form. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing. Oh, that was oppressed of the devil. I'm going to do it for you. That same God that was in Jesus and on the inside of you. That same healing anointing, that same life-giving power, that same loving God that loved you so much is on the inside of you. But yet the world, the unbelieving world and religious world, trying to brainwash you, trying to wash that and cause you to think another way and act another way. But yet that God that told the wind to stop blowing was on the boat, and the waves were getting in the boat. He said, now stop. Now you just stop there. They was troubled. Said, what we going to do? They woke him up. He said, peace be still. Hallelujah. He used to be on the outside looking in, but you've been born again. He's in you right now. Present tense, to do the same thing he did when he walked this earth in flesh, because he called us his body. The church, the redeemed, the blood bought, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, hallelujah. He's on the inside of you. He's on the inside of me. Let him come alive. Turn him loose. Stop smothering him with unbelief. Just words talking against what he said, who he is. Say, I am who he says I am. I have what he says I have. I can do what God says I can do. I don't care how old or young I am. Hallelujah. Anybody in the house tonight? Whoo! Satan didn't have no idea what kind of impact that this child was going to be. All he knew, he was a threat to him. So he tried to kill him. He did everything he could. You read the Matthew Gospel. He killed, he had Herod killing baby up to 2 years old trying to kill Jesus. He knew he was a threat. And then finally, at 33 years old, he got his chance. I said he got his chance. He did not know, because if he had known, he wouldn't have took it. Woo! I'm so glad he was ignorant. I'm so glad he didn't know what he was doing. He was going on his experience and his knowledge, but he forgot that he was dealing with God. That's what happened. He forgot that he was dealing with God. He should have caught on. I tried to go up to heaven. I came out of heaven like lightning. He should have caught on then. But he thought he was dealing with a natural man. No, he was. He thought he was dealing with just another man. No. He was dealing with the God man. God man. The God man. God on the inside of man. God on the inside of you right now tonight. Why are you sad? Don't you go there. You lift your head up and shout for joy. Hallelujah. because your victory has been won. Hallelujah. And you have a Redeemer, you have a Savior, you have a Lord who will move in, and he just don't visit. He lives in you. I live right over there. That's my address. That's where I live. This is God's address. This is where he lives. This is where he lives, on the inside. He does not come to visit me every night. He lives in me. How you know? Because it's his life that's in me. He's living in me. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ. He's living in me. What are you going to do? I'm going to release my faith. How do you release your faith? By speaking his word full of faith. Saying about your situation what he said. Saying about your weakness what he says. What did he say? Let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the weak say what? Let the rich say. Let the poor say, I'm rich. Hallelujah. Let the lost say, I'm saved. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Matthew. Let me see. Can I get this? Matthew said, gave the report like this, and we're moving on. Matthew 1:21-23. And she shall bring forth a son, thou shalt call his name Jesus. Matthew 1:21-23. And she shall do what? Bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Why? For he shall save his people from their sin. Have you been saved from your sin? So stop acting like a sinner. You're not a sinner. You've been saved, delivered from your sin. He said, I came to save you from your sin. So act like a child. Act like a believer. Walk like it. Talk like it. Conduct yourself just like who you are. I'm a male. You don't see me running around with high heels on, acting like a female. Trying to switch. <laughs> <laughs>